Hallelujah. Hello, everyone. Good morning. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters, you that are at home. Today, we have a message for your heart. Please, could you open your Bible together? I want to read with you Psalm 62, verse 5 to 8. Please, you can open your Bible now. Open your heart to receive from God, because God have a message to you. Psalm 62, verse 8 say that. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. Hallelujah. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Hallelujah. Trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. Hallelujah. The message that I have for you today is a message of hope. Hallelujah. Jesus is our hope. Hallelujah. If you expect for someone else, sometimes you can be discouraged. But when we expect from God, if your hope is from God, always we are going to have a blessing for Him. Always He's close to us. And the people need hope. A lot of people live in this world without hope. They are believing too many things. And God wants to use us to bless people. I just remember sometime that we're going to evangelize people. Sometimes you want just to give a fly for the people and think that is evangelized. It's not like that. We need to love people. We need to connect people to God. We are called to connect people, to give hope for them and connect them with God. And we are doing some time with the group of the people. We are going to pray for people and go to their house and to pray. I just remember one day you went to the place in Brazil, the northeast from Brazil, and you have a group together with me. And I went for the house of one house and just knocking the door, and the door opens. Was a lady that came, but I saw inside of her house there is a lot of image of sculpture and a lot of things there. I saw that she's a religious person, and I said good day, and she says good day. I said, I came here just to bless your family. I came here to bless your life. She said, please come in, please. And I just said, thank you very much. I want that, because when I go to for the house of someone, there is some people, they knock the door, the person come and they don't think that they don't want to go in. But when you talk in the door, when knock the door for someone, you show that you want to go in and go to the door and start to go inside. And I do always like that. And I went inside and I said to her, I saw that you are a person that have too many faces. You have a big face. And she said, thank you. And I said, may I pray for you now? She said, yes. And I pray for her in the name of Jesus. God, I bless this woman. I bless this house. I want to see the miracle here. She believed, Lord. Thank you, because she's a believer. And after this prayer, and I should rebuke too all the darkness, all the things that block her mind. And after that, I said, you have something that you want me to pray? And she said, yes, I have a problem in my leg. I went to the doctor. No doctor helped me. I have this problem here. I said, but Jesus can heal you. If you believe, Jesus can heal you. I believe in that. So let's pray. And I pray for her, but I pray just rebuke that sickness. In the name of Jesus, I said for her, in the name of Jesus, sickness, go away in the name of Jesus. When I finished to pray, and she prayed himself. She moved her leg, because she sees her leg is very emphasis big, and she started to do that. It's a little bit better now. I say, it's a little bit better now, and I realize in my mind, I think, that is a demonic thing. I want to rebuild that. And I say, is a little bit better? Yes, now we are going to pray to be healed in the name of Jesus, because if it's a little bit better, God wants to heal you. Let's pray again. And I pray in the name, I now have more courage. I say, in the name of Jesus, sickness, go away. Satan, go away. And I rebuke that. When I finish that, I now I say, now, how is that? She said, Yeah, I'm healed. Praise the Lord, I'm healed. I was so happy now that she was healed. Praise the Lord. I said to her, do you have something else that you want me to pray? She cried. She said, yes, I want you to pray for my son. I said, you have a photo of your son? She said, yes, I have. Just a minute. And she went in the inside, and after that she came cleaning a photo, and I saw the photo. Who is that? This is my son. What his name? She said the name Severino. I said, oh, Severino is a beautiful boy. What this guy do? She said, yeah, he drink a lot. I said, yeah, but Jesus can just change his life. You believe in that? She said, yes, I believe. And let's pray together. And I was together with my two people. Always I want to go to pray for people. It's not alone. It's good to have more one or two persons together. Always I put three, because you can go and the three, one man, two women, one woman, two men, because you can go every house. There is no problem. We need to be careful with that. And I was together with two persons together with me. And let's pray for this boy. It's a beautiful boy. I'm so sorry because this guy is drinking a lot. He's broken his life. But let's pray to God. You believe that God can change him? She said, yes, I believe. Let's pray. And I pray for this guy to God to deliver him from the drunk alcoholic things. And after pray, she was crying. I said, you have something else that you want me to pray? And she said, yes, my husband is a violent guy. I say, yeah, he's violent. Yeah, but God can change him. You believe in that? She said, yes, I believe. What's his name? And she said the name of her husband. I said, it's okay. God can just change the life of this guy. Jesus came for that guy, the type of guy. And she said, could you pray? I said, yes, let's pray. And I pray for this guy to God deliver him in the name of Jesus. When I finished the prayer for the guy, I said, her name is Maria. She said in the beginning, because I asked for her name, I said, Maria, you are a woman of faith. I want to ask something for you. Today is a day of salvation, day of hope. You want to put your hope in Jesus? She said, yes. So let's pray together. And I asked her to repeat the prayer. And she repeated with me. And she accepted Jesus in her heart. And after that, I said, may I do another prayer for you? She said, yes. And I put my hand in her head and I pray in the name of Jesus. I say, you are free to understand the good news. You are free for every power of the darkness. In the name of Jesus, now we are going to live for God, to understand the love of God. When I finished off prayer of her, and she opened her eyes, and she saw all this image, the scripture image, that she has the wall, and she said to me, I'm going to serve now only Jesus. I'm going to take out all these things, but this big one belongs to my husband. I say, whatever you want to do, the thing is yours. But for your husband, don't touch him that. Because she said that he's a violent guy. I don't want she to have a trouble. But praise the Lord that she understood the good news. When I leave, she said, peace of the Lord. Thank you very much to come to my house. I embraced her. She was crying a lot, but she was so happy. Brothers and sisters, a lot of people, they are in their house without hope. We have hope. God wants to use us to bring hope for the people, to go to the people. I don't say against the image. I don't say nothing about religion, because sometimes you want to send them and to talk with the people, go to the street, and you want to invite them to the church. Sometimes you are religion. Take out of religion, brothers. Jesus wants us to love people. Jesus wants us to show love for the people, not to say to them, oh, my church is the best. Come to my church. I have a good service. It's not that. Just talk about Jesus for the people and pray for the people in their needs. If you have a friend in your work, you see he's not happy. There is some problem. Sometimes they are stressed at home. just go. I saw you. Go to this person and say, I saw you are not good today. May I pray for you? Because I want to help you. And you pray. Just one pray. Don't need to do something. The person is going to feel that she is loved for someone. Someone is scared of her. Because Jesus wants us to give hope. And to give hope and love for the people. And when we are preoccupied with the people, and the people, they feel they have someone love them. Because sometimes we are upset, sometimes we are a little bit complicated in some situation, and we don't know who can go. And some people, they are looking for their gods. Some people, they are looking for their saints. Some people, they are looking for somewhere because they need to find something to fill their heart. But Jesus is the only one that can change their life. They need to have hope in Jesus because Jesus can change the situation. Every situation is possible for God. Hallelujah. And you know the way to have hope. We know the way to have eternal life. As a church, we are calling to go to the people, to go to the needs. We can go to the park. We have a park close here. We can go for this park, a group of people, just to go and to love people, to stay there, connect with people. And we can do a lot of things. If you put in your heart to do that, God is going to do great things through us. But we need to just decide in your heart, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be a blessing for my town. I'm going to be a blessing for my family. I want to go to be a blessing for my friends in my work. But always ask God before to go for someone. Pray before, because the Holy Spirit, I want that. The Holy Spirit, they convince people. It's not me. You can talk a lot. Sometimes you like to talk, eh? You like to talk too much. But just ask the Holy Spirit to use your life, because He can go and direct you for someone that He needs, and you can help this person in their need. Because the Holy Spirit don't know better than me, and He do the job. We are partnering with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the most interested in changing people. But He wants to use us to go to the people, to be connected with the people. And today, I ask you, open your heart to be used by the Holy Spirit. And God is going to use you, and you are going to see miracles. The people, they are seeing miracles every day. They are very happy. They are, because there is happiness for us, happiness for the people. They are a little bit upset. They are not without hope. We send hope, and you receive hope, because it's something like that. We have joyness in our heart if you are doing the will of God. And God wants me and you for the glory of His name. We are ambassador of the kingdom of heaven in this earth. Hallelujah. Every day when you wake up, you say, thank you, God, because I'm in your hands. I am prince. I am a princess. How can I say? A prince of God. I want to do a will. I'm in this world to be a blessing for the people that there is no hope. Praise the Lord that God is a good, good Father that want to change our heart and the heart of people. May God bless you and you at home. You can just open your house, your heart, to receive the bless of Jesus. I want to bless you in the name of Jesus. Have a good day in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.